Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now, the competition for this year's Mayor's Pride Environment Champion Award was formidable. One of the finalists was Food Smiles, the organic community food growers about to embark on St Albans Incredible Edible, who you heard here on Environment Matters a couple of weeks ago. Also in contention were the Heartwood volunteers. You remember them? They were the wonderful people who dreamed up the idea of a native tree arboretum in Heartwood and then set about researching it and doing all the hard work to turn it into a reality. You can take a look back at rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com to hear from both of those wonderful groups. So, to beat them into the hot spot and top place, it must have been a pretty amazing group, and it was. For the second year running, the Sustainable St Albans Week organisers were awarded the St Albans Mayor's Pride Environmental Champion Award. So, Catherine Ross and Sheila Wright joined me in the studio to tell me more. A big welcome to Catherine from Transition St Albans.
Hello.
And to Sheila from St Albans Friends of the Earth.
Hello.
Now, Catherine, there might still be someone in St Albans who hasn't heard of Sustainable St Albans Week, so give them a quick rundown. What have they missed?
Sustainable St Albans Week, it's a week-long sort of a festival with a really packed and varied programme of all kinds of events to do with the environment and sustainability. We have all sorts of things going on during the week, walks and talks, film shows and food. We've got activities for kids like junk modelling and making bird boxes. Last year we even had special offers on local beer. And as well as the public programme of events, but there's also lots of events going on within local schools and churches and businesses.
Fantastic. Well, beer and bird boxes, can't say fairer than that, can we? And Sheila, who is it organised by?
It's organised mainly by a team of volunteers from two groups, from Transition St Albans and from St Albans Friends of the Earth. And it's funded by the big lottery, by local councillors who give us their local grants, and by the local trust and also local business sponsorship.
Right, okay, so a whole variety there. And this is all done by volunteers, or do you have any paid members of staff?
We do have a couple of paid members of staff, which we fund from the big lottery award. An organiser who organises the planning of the week, and a comms person who organises often the website and all of those electronic communications.
Yes, all that publicity. It must be an immense amount of that involved with a week like this. And it must be, as you say, an awful lot of organisation and mainly done by volunteers. So, Catherine, your award winners, what do you think that the judges liked so much about Sustainable St Albansby, particularly given the really strong competition this year?
Yeah, oh, we were so delighted to be nominated and really surprised and delighted, especially given who else was up for the award, that we got the Mayor's Pride Award this year. So pleased. I would guess that what the judges really like is that so many different organisations from the district get involved. About 120 last year took part in one way or another. And I think it's unusual to have something that involves so many different and varied organisations. And I suspect they also like that it has a measurable impact, that we evaluate the impact of the week each year through a survey with people that come and also a survey of the organisations that take part. And we can show that 90% of people who filled in the survey said they had a better understanding of sustainability, and over three quarters said they could identify a change they would make that would make their lives more sustainable.
Wow, that's a really high success rate, isn't it? 90% of the people actually had a positive effect on the way that they thought about that. You must be very pleased with that.
We're really pleased. And the kind of things people are saying they want to go on and do, like to consume less, to get themselves better informed, change their transport use and eat less meat. If they go on to do those things, it will make such an impact on their carbon footprint.
Yeah, indeed, which is great for climate change, great for all of us. So, Sheila, what do you like so much about Sustainable St Albans? What do you think makes it special?
I think the main thing that I really like about it is that it is for everyone, for all ages, from tiny children to very old grannies. And it covers every demographic. It's district-wide, covers the whole area of St Albans and its district. And it's reaching people in so many different ways as well, whether it's going to a vegetarian lunch at a church or going to a talk on wildlife-friendly gardening, going on a bike ride around the lanes or a talk on sustainable building. About 2,200 people came to events, plus all the children in all of the schools that took part. Both last year and this year, children in schools did something as part of Sustainable St Albans Week. It's led by volunteers who really care about making the district a more sustainable place. And we love our district and we want to make it more sustainable so people can love it for generations to come. And that's, I think, why Sustainable St Albans Week is so special.
There's two things that struck me there, actually. One of them was the amount of children involved. I mean, they are the future, actually. If the message is getting through to them, that gives a little bit of hope to all of us, doesn't it?
It does. It is crucial that children are involved in all of these activities because, as you say, they are the future. And if they don't believe that we're causing climate change, then there's no point in us continuing.
Yeah. And the other thing is that whilst, you know, obviously this is an environmental theme thing, it's really a community thing as well, isn't it? It's, as you say, about making St Albans a better place to be.
It is. It's very much community-led. And we've found that in all of the events, people have met people that they didn't know before. They've made new connections with people in their area.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's really good. Certainly from what you've said there, we can really understand why this is the second time you've won the award. So, okay, St Catherine, so we've had two sustainable St Albans weeks so far. Is that enough?
I don't think so, no. We don't think our work is done. The point of Sustainable St Albans Week isn't just to have fun and have another festival. It's to try and lead to real behavioural change, and that takes a long time. You know, we're hoping that people will feel inspired, that they'll walk or get on their bikes a bit more and out of the car, that they'll eat a little bit less meat, buy a little bit less stuff. And those kind of changes don't happen overnight. It's a very gradual thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I just think about things like how long it's taken us to get to grips with the idea of recycling. You remember the time when, you know, it was quite something to just recycle your glass bottles, and now we're really well into it. These changes do happen, don't they? But
they
take a long time. Okay, then, so what do you have planned then, Sheila? Have we got another Sustainable St Albans Week to look forward to?
Well, yes, we've decided that November isn't the greatest time of year, so we're going to move to April, and the next Sustainable St Albans Week will be on the 21st to the 29th of April next year. That's 2018.
Right.
And it's just going to be a better time of the year to run Sustainable St Albans Week, because a lot of the groups that would like to do events and haven't been able to will become involved. So people who would like to be involved in planting and maybe cycling more, walking more, all of those things are much easier to do when the time is when the weather is a bit warmer.
Yeah. I suppose that's right. I suppose it's difficult to say it's better or worse, but it would be quite a different week, won't it?
It will. We'll be doing different, probably there'll be a different emphasis on the programme will be slightly different because of the time of year.
Yes. But hopefully a bit more stuff outside, really. That's the opportunity,
indeed,
isn't it?
Indeed.
So, Kevin, obviously some things are going to be the same. What's going to be the same about it?
The main thing that will stay the same from year to year is the philosophy behind it, which is that it is community-wide, that any organisation in the district can take part in a way that suits them. So if your listeners are from a local Cubs or Brownies group, or they're a school governor, or they're with a local business or community group, it's brilliant. They can take part. They come up with an activity that suits them, that's to do with the environment, and it's in our week, and they let us know about it. We'll put it in our programme and we'll tell the world about it.
Yeah. So, of course, it's not just groups that have already taken part. We're welcoming more groups in for
absolutely,
next year.
Yes, please.
Yeah, great. Okay, then. And Sheila, apart from hopefully being able to get outside and do things, what other things are you hoping to change for the next Sustainable St Albans Week?
We're sort of focusing on increasing the number of villages that are being involved. I know some events were from the villages last year, but we'd like to get much more representation from places like Wheat Hampstead or Sandridge or Radlett
London Colney.
London Colney.
Yes. I was making it more district-wise, I suppose.
Yes. But also we want to focus on involving more ethnic minorities and also more businesses from the town well, particularly from St Albans, but also from Harpenden.
Yeah. Okay, then. So, as Catherine was saying, there have been businesses involved before, but just trying to get more of them involved. Okay, then. So, should we be starting to... it seems quite a long way away, does next April, but do you think we should start thinking about, you know, if we're in a, as you say, if we're in a guides group or something like that, should we start thinking about it now?
Well, on one level, it's a long way away, but equally, we've discovered planning this week that a year goes past frighteningly fast. One thing we've always encouraged groups to do is, rather than just planning a one-off event or activity, is to think of something their group wants to achieve over the year to become more environmentally sustainable. And then during the week, they can celebrate what they've achieved. So it's about a year away. So if you're listening from a local group, you can think, this year we really want to become more energy efficient, or we really want to put a new garden outside in the churchyard. And then you've got a week to plan and achieve that and then celebrate it during Sustainable St Albans Week next year. And also just very practically that, you know, the Easter holidays are upon us, and then suddenly it'll be the summer and registrations open in September for people who want to be part of the programme. So it's useful to start thinking now before the summer holidays.
Yeah, no, when you put it like that, Catherine, it does, next April's going to be upon us before we even know it, isn't it? So is there anything that we can be looking forward to before then? Anything in the calendar?
At the end of May, we're going to have an event where we invite all the people from the groups who want to be part of the week to come together and help us plan and shape next year's week, and think about are there any specific things we want to try and work on together and deliver in SUST Week 18. And we'll be running that session at the end of May.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure that we give listeners a shout out for that. And of course, like you say, that's new groups as well as people who've already been involved. And Sheila, if we are in a member of a group and we think, oh, it sounds great, really like to be part of that, but not a clue what to do, where can we get some inspiration from and keep up to date?
I think the best source for ideas would be the website, which is sustweek@transitionsstalbans.org. And there you'll be able to see last year's programme, and there are lots of ideas on there, but there's also connections that you can make and email for help if you really need some help and you can't think of absolutely anything to do, get in touch with one of us.
Right, lovely. Well, Catherine and Sheila, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And of course, Catherine, Transition St Albans is also doing lots of activities through the year, and Sheila, Friends of the Earth, again doing lots. So we look forward to having you back to hear about all the great things that those organisations are doing too.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
There we go. That was Catherine and Sheila talking about Sustainable St Albans Week. And now you can find all the information about Sustainable St Albans Week that they were talking about there on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. Sheila unfortunately got the website address wrong there, but I'll make sure that I get it correct in the blog. Anyway, talking of awards, you can nominate a local company who you think needs recognition for their sustainability efforts for the Chamber of Commerce Green Business Awards, happening again this year. Now, whether it's a company selling solar panels or stationery, coffee or coffee cups, tulips or T-shirts, there are lots of local companies going out of their way to do their bit for the environment. So do nominate them. Get their efforts recognised by nominating them for the St Albans Chamber of Commerce Green Business Awards. Now, it doesn't take you a moment, and not only is it nice for them to get an award, but it helps to demonstrate how customers like you appreciate their efforts on sustainability. Now, you can make your nomination on the St Albans Chamber of Commerce website, or take a look at our blog on the Radio Verulam environment pages, so that you can make your nomination there. Okay then, now it's that time of year again. The People's Trust for Endangered Species is calling for volunteers to record any sightings of wild animals that they see in their gardens, so wild mammals in particular, or local green space. It doesn't have to be your personal garden. And it's part of their annual Living with Mammals survey. And it's now in its 15th year. And it relies on people like you volunteering their time just for a few hours each week between now and the end of June. All you need to do is choose a site close to your home or your place of work and to spend a short time each week looking out for wild mammals or the signs that they leave behind them. Now, you can record your sightings online or via a paper form that the People's Trust for Endangered Species will send you. And it's a great way, actually. It's lovely just sitting out and just watching out for these things. It is nice being outside with nature, you know, between now and June, isn't it? So a great thing to do. Anyway, last year, grey squirrels were recorded at 7 out of every 10 sites. That includes my garden when I took part. And that makes them the most commonly reported wild mammal in the survey. But they were just one of the 28 wild mammal species that were recorded during the Living with Mammals survey last year. Over the survey's 15-year history, Craig's been going for 15 years now, mammal sightings have ranged from smaller species such as wood mice, water voles and hedgehogs to much larger species, including deer, which actually we get quite a lot in our gardens around here, don't we? Things like muntjacs, badgers, foxes, again, lots of those, and otters. Well, if you see an otter in your garden, then brilliant. Love to be there when you see that. And many of Britain's mammals, including the hedgehog, which was recently voted as the nation's favourite mammal in a 2016 poll, foxes, grey squirrels and bats are typically found in household gardens, recreation areas, cemeteries, brownfield sites, just the kind of place that we have in St. Albans. So there's lots out there for you to see and you to record. Now, to take part in the People's Trust for Endangered Species 2017 Living with Mammals survey, you can register online at ptes.org/living-with-mammals. And as always, I'll make sure the details go onto the environment pages of the Radio Verulam website, where growing numbers, you're also going to listen to the podcast. Now, remember, we love to hear from you. You can tweet us at rv_environment, or you can email us at environmentonrv@gmail.com. Next week, the holiday season has now started for this year, and with that, there will be even more flights from Luton Airport. So for those people concerned about the noise from overflying, is there going to be any reprieve this year? I don't know. Till next week, thank you for listening.